The 14 were arrested on July 2nd on their way to a scheduled protest in the city of Suchitoto, where the Salvadoran president was making an announcement about privatizing the country's public water supply. They've been charged with terrorism and may be tried before special tribunals modeled on those used for the Guantanamo detainees. Mayor Dave Cieslewicz's letter accuses El Salvador of violating the protesters' free speech rights. A spokesperson for the Madison Arquetau Sister City Project, Mark Rosenthal, says the letter is a prime example of what sister cities are supposed to do for each other.
These are our partners. I've been working with these people since 1985, and we have a responsibility to them as friends, as sisters, as brothers, and also to ourselves to say no to this.
Rosenthal says before they were arrested, the Salvadoran protesters were working with a citizens group trying to promote sustainable development to help slow the flood of rural Salvadorans migrating to the U.S.
People are leaving these communities and coming to the U.S. because they can't make it anymore, given the current economic situation. And we're trying to create viable, sustainable agricultural policies. And that's what these people are about, is wanting to stay in their land.
Amnesty International is investigating the arrests, and the Madison Sister City Group has asked Congresswoman Tammy Baldwin to circulate a letter in Congress to put more pressure on the Salvadoran government to release the protesters. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.